Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of Cinephiles, the place where we talk about movies and TV. I'm your host Rehan Gore, and throughout the first season, I'm going to be watching some of the iconic movies from the 70s and giving you my thoughts and take on them. This week is Superman the Movie. Also guys, before we start, I wanted to let you know that there was no episode last week, as I was feeling a bit unwell and I wasn't able to record the episode since my throat was sore. We will be back on schedule from now on with a new episode every week. Now, back to the review. Superman the Movie, or just Superman, was released in 1978 and was directed by Richard Donner and stars Christopher Reeve as Superman, Academy Award winner Gene Hackman as his arch nemesis Lex Luthor, Margot Kidder as Lois Lane, and the great Marlon Brando as Kal-El's father, Jor-El. The film was centered around a story by Mario Puzo, the writer of The Godfather. Before I give you my thoughts on the film, let's talk about some of the behind the scenes. Superman the Movie had a very troubled production. Originally, Richard Donner was going to shoot Superman and its sequel Superman 2 back to back, but when Donner was around 75% done with Superman 2, he and the producers of the film fell through. He had gone slightly above budget and the producers were afraid that if the first film flopped, they would lose out on a lot of money. So, they halted production when the first film was fully shot and 75% of the sequel was. There was one particular scene that was shot for the climax of the second film, which was very expensive to shoot because of the amount of special effects. The producers didn't want this scene to go to waste, so they demanded that Donner include it in the first film. This caused one of the storylines involving Lois leading into the final act of the film to change. What you see at the end of Superman the Movie was actually supposed to be the climax of the sequel, in a slightly different context though, of course. Just a little story and backstory that I thought was interesting and worth mentioning. With that done, let's get into my thoughts of Superman the Movie. So I hadn't seen this movie for years before rewatching it for this review, and honestly I really liked it. There's a naive charm about this movie that keeps you smiling the whole time from start to finish. Before this, Superman was viewed as a light-hearted comic book property, and this was the first time that someone actually took a superhero character seriously. Of course, there are certain elements that are dated. The movie came out in 1978, that's just bound to happen. Some of the performances do come out as campy or too cheesy, but the glue that holds this together is Christopher Reeve. His portrayal is almost dramatic. Christopher Reeve is the perfect fit for how Clark Kent and Superman were written. You buy him as a shy and quirky reporter, but when those glasses come off, you buy into the confident godman aspect of Superman. He was able to come across the hurdle that was Superman's idiotic disguise. I mean seriously, the only physical difference between Clark Kent and Superman were a pair of glasses. It's the most stupid thing ever. But out of the incarnations of Superman, I think Reeve was able to pull it off the best. No one would even think that Clark Kent was Superman. He played both parts of the character perfectly. No one would look at Clark Kent and think, that guy's in here. Because the way he acts is just so different. It's brilliant. He nails the heroic nature of Superman and also adds a sense of humor to the Superman character. Then of course, you have two Oscar winners as two of the main supporting characters. I mean, Marlon Brando didn't have a lot of screen time for a 3-hour film, but you feel his presence throughout. Gene Hackman plays the villain of the film, and although I think he did a good job in playing the character the way he was written, I never found the character interesting, as he was just a rich guy with resources and evil intentions. I know there are plenty of comics where Lex Luthor is a worthy foe to Superman, but not in this movie. He just pays someone else to fight Superman, which I found kind of boring. Margot Kidder was also great in the movie. And one of the things I really appreciated was that all the main actors took their character seriously, even though some of the dialogue they were given might have been too comical. Another thing this film did perfectly was the musical score. It was composed by Academy Award winning composer John Williams, who also did the score for Star Wars, which we talked about in the last episode. Not only is the score timeless and iconic, but anyone who has ever heard the music knows that it's Superman, even if they've never seen the movie. It's just so famous and works so well in this movie and this world that Donner has created. It speaks to the character of Superman perfectly. John Williams in the 70s and 80s was creating some of the most original and timeless pieces ever, and I'm sure we'll be talking about many more of his iconic scores in future episodes. Now I'm just gonna touch on the negatives a bit, and I might have mentioned some of them before. Some of the dialogue was a bit cheesy and comical, and the humor is a bit dated. Of course, the movie came out over 40 years ago, so the special effects don't hold up as much. Superman flying is still somewhat believable though. In terms of technology, I think the most obvious downside visible is the set of Krypton, Superman's home. It's very basic, and the whole planet just has one color palette. Krypton definitely does not hold up. Another issue I had was that the runtime of 3 hours and 8 minutes was too long. We live in a world where Hollywood movies rarely go above 2.5 hours, and this movie will be hard for most people to watch in one sitting without any breaks. You don't even see Superman in the first hour of the movie, and the real plot only starts to develop about half an hour after that. I think about 15 minutes of the film could have easily been shaved off, and that would have helped the film. But overall, it's not like it was boring or anything. It just would have helped the movie flow at a better pace. Superman the movie was the first film that really showed people that comic book superhero movies done on the big screen in a serious and dramatic way can actually work. And without this iteration of Superman, I don't think movies like Sam Raimi's Spider-Man or the original X-Men trilogy would have happened. And those are the movies which I think led to the comic book movies we know and love today, like the MCU and The Dark Knight. You can look up and read interviews with all of these people behind today's comic book blockbusters, and their sources of inspiration always lead back to Superman the movie. I really enjoyed the film, and I liked it more than I thought I would. Once you get past the outdated special effects, you can truly see how brilliant it is, and why so many people think it's one of the greatest superhero movies ever made. It truly is a pioneer of the genre, and one of the most uplifting and fun comic book films ever. I would definitely give it a thumbs up, and you should definitely check it out whenever you have the chance. That's it for today, everyone. I hope you liked it. If you did, it would mean a lot if you could give us good ratings on whatever platform you choose to listen to your podcasts on, and you can also check out my YouTube channel in the show notes below. Thank you for staying all the way through this episode, and I hope you join me for next week's episode, where we will be talking about Ridley Scott's iconic sci-fi thriller, Alien.